What's up, everybody? In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about a huge kind of dual mistake that I see a lot of business owners and even social media managers make when it comes to marketing. What is it? We'll find out as soon as we cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I'm excited to talk about this because I've seen a lot of people fall on either side of this equation. The biggest mistake I see is that people are either focused on long-term goals and long-term building, longevity, which isn't a bad thing if that makes sense, or they're focused on short-term goals and things that quickly add a spark. And once again, that's also not a bad thing. But when you focus on one or the other, you leave your business and yourself with a huge gap. So unless you have like a ton of capital and a big runway before you have to start making money, long-term content is helpful, but it doesn't give you that short-term boost of leads, customers, clients, sales, etc. And so oftentimes I'll see people where early on in building their business, they're like, oh, we're going to start blogging and doing SEO and YouTube. And I think that those are great things, but truth be told, and this is not a judgment at all, but I see most people burn out usually on two or three platforms for social media and or marketing. I know blogging technically isn't social media, but I see people literally burn out there. And if you burn out on the long-term content, you'll never see the results and end up being super disillusioned and frustrated and finding yourself kind of with your back against the wall. But on the flip side of things, I also see people, and especially influencers, building up massive followings on platforms with more of a short-term thing, whether it's Instagram or TikTok. Those are the two really big ones that are super short-term. I mean, TikTok is a little bit longer than Instagram. And Facebook pages to an extent. I see people spend a lot of effort there, and there's some really great sales and conversations and DMs and opportunities and clients and customers like there on each of those platforms. However, there isn't that longevity. So what happens is you can feel like you're running on almost like a hamster wheel over and over and over again. And so I am a big believer. I don't know. I talk about this sometimes. It's one of my favorite analogies is thinking about like the show Survivor. And I hope some of you guys like Survivor. Paul, my husband, and I love Survivor. And so there's always this like fire starter challenge. And there are some times where people like put all of like the kindling, the little things that are supposed to just barely light, and they put it all at the bottom and they're like, oh, I'll just light this and then quickly light the log. And so they try to light the kindling, which is the things that spark quickly and burn fast. But the thing is, they burn out really quickly. They're like the short-term content. And so the people who do that always end up losing the fire starter challenge. And then on the flip side, if you try to light a log on fire, nothing is going to happen because a log is too big to burn unless you work your way up to it. That's like only creating content for long term. In the meantime, you need a spark. You need that kindling. You need everything in between. And so I'm going to talk about which platforms are more of short term, which ones are more of long term, and how you can bridge the gap a little bit because it can be a little confusing. Now, I personally am a fan of having some short-term platforms, things that bring that spark into the business all the time, but I also really like a lot of long-term. I think long-term and I have kind of fallen in love with each other over the last couple of months, last year really, when I started to see the snowball effect that happens with long-term content and how you really do not see the effects of it for a lot longer than you'd think. For example, I have been YouTubing now for almost 6 years, since before I was even full-time in marketing. And in those 6 years, it took 5 years for me to even hit 5,000 subscribers. And then suddenly it was like we hit critical mass. And before you know it, we're at like, what is it, 54,000 subscribers and hundreds of thousands of views every single month. And we're going to hit another tipping point pretty soon, which is really, really cool and rewarding. But that being said, you really need to have both in place. Now, before we talk about the different platforms and what I recommend, I do also want to say, like, part of my job and my, not just my job, but my passion is creating content. I love social media. I love every single platform. Well, with the exception of like Reddit. I hate Reddit, except for sometimes for research. But I love almost every single social media platform. I spend time on every single one. I create lots of content. I am active on almost every single social media platform almost every single day. And so what's interesting is that while I'm active on every single social media platform, sometimes people think that I'm going to tell them that they need to be active on every single social media platform. Heck no, you would absolutely burn out without a doubt. I'm never going to tell people to be on every single social media platform unless they have a team supporting them with all of that. So what I recommend instead is maybe picking like one platform that's short term, one platform that's a little more long term, and then maybe one marketing technique or tactic, or rather strategy, that's kind of medium or middle or like a bridge. So for example, some of the short term platforms that I think of for like sparking fire, getting interest, include Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and sometimes Twitter a little, but Twitter is more of like a monologue slash dialogue. It's gotten really interesting. I love Twitter, but it's not a fire starting platform anymore. And then we go to like more of the medium term, which would be like Pinterest and LinkedIn, to some extent, Facebook groups. Did I say Facebook before? Yeah, I think I did. Facebook pages are short term, but Facebook groups are a little more medium term. And then when I think about long-term, I think about things like YouTube and blogging. Yes, once again, I know that that's not technically a social media platform, but I'm saying like platforms where you can build a following. Also, podcasts are in there. So I recommend picking one short-term, one long-term, and then maybe one in the middle. But the one thing that you can do no matter what that you will never regret is start directing everyone from short-term and long-term to your list. Without a doubt, this is one of the safest things that you can do. Just direct everyone to your list. Got it? All right, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Oh, and by the way, if you want to, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and there you will see that we have a super juicy 365-day content ideas. You can grab that there for, it's like 10 cents a day. So it's a year's worth of content ideas in several different industries as well. So you can grab that at rachelpeterson.com/podcast, or you can grab my 13 free content hacks and resources at that same link or in the show notes here on iTunes. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.